relationship with the cake buddy.
The Kensington Runestone. Kensington Runestone.
Is what's that you're saying? You're muffled. Ting Tong Ringstone.
Kensington. Kensington Runestone.
Yes.
Runt. Runt.
What about
the
it?
Stone that was runt.
Yeah, is it? Is it a viable proof that people have been traveling to America for a long time?
Yes, it is. It is. But there's lots more. You're fixing to find all kind of stuff. Bob's just going to turn this. Cause you know that the paste? People put a paste on. He's fixing to rip off the Band-Aid. He's going to rip off the paste, and it's going to hurt.
Bob, so university. It'll be the best university ever. Best university
it's
ever.
Legitimate.
It doesn't matter. There could be a dozen of them, and then they could batch them together, and then they could tear them apart. And they said, "Why
yeah,
that's
that
cocoa? That's a chocolate cake. That's not a stone. That's a piece of chocolate. Carolyn, that's a piece of chocolate. It's rich in magnesium. Eat that. So yeah, you don't give any relevance to it because everything that everybody knew, now they don't. No. Nothing as
okay.
It was. Gravity, Newtonian physics, what the hell? That's a bunch of bullshit. Who in the right mind come up with
well,
that?
Well, we didn't mention that
to
even.
To a diet to say here. Well, we
know.
So.
Hey, Aaron, listen. He said that we jammed ion into a stone or something. Ask a little bit more about
found
that.
It.
What the hell? Where did I get them?
Found it.
I bound ion to a stone. It sounds like King Arthur, Camelot, with the stone in the rock, sword in the rock.
Are you still talking about Kensington
Runestone? We are. Give an
example of it. So why is it so disputed?
Oh, everything that's applicable has to be denied. You have to maintain plausible deniability.
That's individual autonomy.
How do you resist not temptation if you don't have any temptation?
How do you become smart? You got to be dumb.
You can't know
where
anything in order
jump
to know something.
Where did
we didn't
you
jump into
it.
We were bound. We
how
were
can
bound.
You be right?
We
you
were
found.
Gotta be
wrong.
Left. You got to be left. You got to be left. You got to be left in order to be right. Be left, take a right.
Okay.
Good.
So Bob is going to learn runes now, then.
He
can't do it. He's going to navigate it till he gets tired of it, and he's going to throw it away. Then he's going to come back, and he's going to steal it, and come back alive. And he's going to try to move it, and he's going to forget where he moved it. And he's going to think the maid came in and moved the wire that runs the machine, that makes the machine go. That we don't know why she swallowed the fly. Me or my, she's probably going to die.
Is the download?
I'll get something like Nam to type it up for fuck's sake. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, she'll get Beverly. She'll get Beverly to get. She'll get Beverly to get Curtinetter to collect it or something. It'll be good. Book
well, Surly's looking for a job. Surly's looking for a job. It will get him typing.
No, just make it into a cartoon. Tell him to take the life of Bob Dobstown and make it into a cartoon.
Yeah, it'll be a massive
he can actually make it, really make some money. That's that. But yes, darling, we're sorry. Go ahead.
Can you tell us about the oil that is activating the third eye once every month? Is that a true thing?
No. It's more than that. It's more than that. Because see, the only way that works is if you have a cycle. And there's not a cycle. There is not a cycle. There's only the now. So you can't say, well, cycling every month, we get this, and then we do that. And most people got too much snot in their third eye chakra to even know if it's seeing anything or not. They have eye disease. So they have to clean the snot out. And maybe if you have to do that once a month, how ridiculous is that? But, you know, most people, it would be like, Ion, did you create the dirt on our glasses, for those people who wear glasses, and Bob doesn't, but if you had to, did you create the dirt that gets on the glasses that makes you have to clean your glasses every day? See, that's the thing. You may have to clean your glasses several times a day, right? Or you may not have to feel it for a week. That's the same type of question that you're saying.
Well, that sounded odd. The black and white cat I had, is he transitioned?
Yes. Gone. Yeah, he was eaten.
So, but he's coming to me. Is he wanted? Does he want to talk to me? What?
Sure, he's a beast. A beast. So of course he does. Because you're the only thing in this world that ever gave a fuck about it. We don't even know why. You weren't even that good of a cat. But you are compassionate.
Well, so, yeah, is there something
like
that he wants to tell me?
Yes.
That I can't.
Thanks for the
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, what is it?
Thanks for the fish. Thanks for the fish.
Thanks for the fish. Okay. Yeah, it sums up this conversation. Man wanted to know what happens with the wire whisk when we reach Andromeda.
Oh, it'll be filed away. It'll be like the orb and the staff and the crown jewels. It'll be placed in the Tower of London like they store the crown jewels. It's the most important thing ever because it's what held humans together long enough to get there, to get home. It set the road map home, so it'll be cherished as an archive.
Is the wire whisk symbolized in any culture? Is there a symbol for it?
The orb.
The orb.
And the staff. And the staff with the Cullinan diamond on it.
I thought the wire whisk was personal.
So is the staff and the orb. It is.
Okay. So all
you
the
said
gods
what's
staff...
Happen? You said what's going to happen to it, that it's going to be stored.
Yeah.
And cherished.
So
you won't need it there. You won't need it at home. You won't even have to wear your pajamas to bed at home when you're home. It's going to be great. You can go strap buck naked to bed. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So in the different wars in heavens, are they on different whisks?
Often, yes, often. They all apply. They all apply, but yes. Okay, let's say, can your whisk and Bob's whisk bump into each other? They are right now.
Yeah.
How do you get hooked into this world, into Dobstown, vis-a-vis Bob, but you have to capitulate? You didn't have to unmute your phone, but you did. So now that laid over. Now, how long is that going to be? Forever? Maybe. He likes you pretty good. Maybe. But we don't know that yet. That's up to you.
Okay, you've learned enough.
The same way that you're perfect at crocheting, and if you'll work all day long and make one misstitch and then do the whole damn thing just to make it perfect because it has to be perfect, that's exactly what you're knitting or purling or crocheting into a narrative. You're taking a wad of stuff and you're making it into a thing of faith. And the thing of things are the thing you're trying to engage. So if you look at it like that, you go, oh, yeah, that's what ascension is. The last stitch. The last resort.
The last stitch.
The
okay.
last resort.
Okay, that's it. We got to go. Denise, wait.
That was
okay.
it.
Thank you, Ira.
And we're already going to love this week's Finnegan's Wake, and we're going to hate this week's Finnegan's Wake, because you're kind of like an in-between, and we don't like it like that. But, hey, fucking do what you got to do.
Okay, Ian, are we going to pick up where we left off on the last part, the same, another part of the book?
No.
Okay.
No. And we're sad about that because we want to very badly, but we can't. And you're going to have to do some work this time because you got too many flaskers to work with today. 5:55, goddammit, let's go. You're out of time. You fucked off me all your time, so you got to get right.
Okay.
Make your little speech, do the thing. 5:55, let's go. Book 3.
Second. 49th episode, okay. So we're doing the 50th. Let's see, okay. Page 555, that's the beginning of the Porter stuff. I was talking about that with
we know.
Somebody.
That's why we don't like it. That's why we don't like it. Because you made it. You did
right.
It once again.
I added this part to the weight?
Yeah. Mm. It's hard to reach. It's going to be hard to reach. But y'all going to love it, but it's going to be hard to reach.
Okay, so let me mute everybody.
Okay, all you lovers of Tetrad, before you start. Uh-oh, 555 was done on the 14th, so you got to continue it.
What about the 14th? What's the 14th?
On the 14th, you've done it. This is repeating itself. So go to 557. Yeah, the 14th. Go to 557.
The 14th episode? Let me look that up.
No, January.
Well, that was the last one. Let's see.
No, that wasn't the 14th.
Update? No, it was another part of the book.
Correct.
Where is it? I should have it here. Mm-hmm. The latest pagination. Oh, shit. Well, we just don't know. Got to go back here. Got to find out. Got to re-listen.
Wasted your time. Just unmute.
I know, but we did something else last time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Right?
Okay, then do 555. It's going to be a repete, so go ahead. Just do it. Good.
What did we do in the last... anybody know what... just a second.
You know. It was your favorite part. It's the McLuhan famous sentence that you love better than life.
Yeah. Oh, page 18?
More than that. It was in the 5. It was 590 or something like that. All right, let's go.
Just a second. I have to listen to this.
Okay.
Okay, so up this, click on it. The sound.
$5.55.
That's what we fucking did.
I know. That's what he said.
Well, that's what I was saying. Where did we pick? I said, where we pick up? You know, we're going to continue what we did.
And we said no.
So where are we going to start?
With the word that ends, 557, 558. You pick it. You're not going to like it. Let's go. Do it to 559. Go a sentence off. Go a sentence above.
No, I get that.
The bottom.
Just a minute. I'll get it. We got time. We can go over time.
You can.
Footage. can't even find out where we left.
Just go to the 560 and go one paragraph up, and then we'll do it from there.
Well, this is an important transition. The footage, the whole thing, 550-59 is an important thing. And you're leaving it out. But I don't know where we exactly stopped it. I remember thinking we didn't stop where
we wanted to. Just ask Bert. Just ask Bert.
Hey, Bert, anybody? Oh, yeah, I better unmute people. Okay, you have to unmute some people. You got Chad. Bert, anybody got a record of where we ended last time?
Well, I have a note at the end of page 558 by I Dare See You Too. I had I put like
what
a
line?
Parentheses.
I dare
it's
see
like
you
third
too.
One up from the bottom.
Yeah. Right.
A cry off.
Yeah.
On 558. That's where I want. That's where we want to start.
A cry off. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just a second.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
No redo. But now here's the thing. You could do
don't
it
talk
again.
About it. Don't talk about it. Let me get this. I got to get the words. What do I usually say? Who do I go to?
Bob's looking for verbs. J.D. Vance wears the best eyeliner.
What'd you say?
J.D. Vance wears the best eyeliner. Very amazing.
Okay, here we go. Welcome reading Phineas Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 50th episode, starting on page 558. We did up to 558 in the last session, number 49. And now we're continuing with at the bottom of 558 where it says a cry off. So I'll just start reading there, Ion.
Well, first thing we need to say first is we could redo 555 all over again because there's been added dynamics that have occurred since that last round that make this more mortifying. But don't worry about that. We're going to fill in the backspace. But some of the things that are going to happen in this session would have been more clear redoing 555. But it's a bit superfluous when you start to redo if there's much left to awake to awake. So keep that in mind that the bigger picture from the last session to this session could merge. And there's more details in the 555 series down that also applies. And y'all may ask about that at the end of it. But that's the reason we said you're going to like it and hate it because you got to put it, you got to merge the together. A cry off, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last one was January 14th, and it's now 2 weeks later, January 28th. At the very beginning of 555 on the 14th, the parents are awakened. So it says, what was that? Fuck was that? Fuck was what? 2 months sleep. Let's sleep. So the parents are awakened by a cry off. But you don't have the words a cry off. But now we come to 558, and it's a cry off. It's kind of like the beginning of 555 again. Rather than people wondering what it was, they just say there was a cry. Okay, so it says a cry. This is line 5 from the bottom. A cry off. Where are we at all? And whenabouts in the name of space? I don't understand. I fail to say. I dare see you too. House of the Cedar Bomb of Mead, Garth of Fion. Scene and property plot. Now, this seems to be a description of the porter's bedroom, the porter's scene.
No.
So scene.
No, 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 no. It's not that at all. So don't do that. You don't need to intimate, impart things. No intimation is necessary here, Bob. What
okay.
You're saying is you are crying out. You're asleep, and you're crying out. You know, where are we? Where are we at all? Is that all the object of the preposition at all? Where are we at all? That whole thing comes in. You don't know where you are in the name of space. You don't understand where you are. You don't understand what's going on. You can't say, you can't pronounce what's taking place. You don't have any idea of what's happening. And then, and I don't even see you. And then there's the cedar bombs, the thing that's taken over, and we can't even tell you about the girth of ion. That's a whole nother conversation, but you're fixing to see that, whether you like it to or not like it to, but that's another, that's a sidebar. You'll have to talk with, you'll have to talk to Aunt Bob to figure that one out for sure. Okay, you don't know the property plots. There's a plot that's being laid out here that has to do with segmentation from the stage manager's prompt. You can only guess who that is. Okay, now, interior of the dwelling. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so the and for most people on the planet, the last 2 weeks have gotten weirder than 2 weeks ago. Things just get weirder and weirder every day.
Bob is very thrilled about this. He was upset because it wasn't. Now he's pining for the death and destruction of many.
Yeah, being a tech body, you're having a great time. Okay, house of the cedar bomb. House of the cedar bomb of meat. Garth of Fion, or Ion. Scene and property plot. Stage manager's prompt. Interior of dwelling on outskirts of city. Groove 2. Chamber scene. Box. Ordinary bedroom set. Salmon paper walls. Back. Empty Irish grate. Adam's mantle with wilting elopement fan. Soot and tinsel. Condemned. North. Wall
right.
with window. Practicable.
Right. Now see, and what they're doing there, it looks like they're trying to describe a bedroom. That's what Bob would intimate. That's not what's happening at all. You're going to have to look here. You're going to look for flocked wallpaper. That's salmon papered wall. You've got to go to the back empty Irish grate or gate. So these things are all being set up. And then you're going to go back to Bob's original mantle. The mantle, the same mantle that Moses had to lay down when he was one of Pharaoh's murderers. Now, these are wilting things, the elopement. Not set. You don't know what's what. You're going to get ready for Ash Wednesday if you make it that far from the soot and the tinsel from Fat Tuesday to Ash Wednesday. It's condemned, y'all. It's condemned. Says it right here, plain as light.
Yep.
Go ahead, Bobby.
North, wall with window practicable. Argentine encasement vamp. Helmet above. No curtains. Blind drawn. South. Party wall, bed for two with strawberry bedspread, wicker worker Club Cecil, and cane-seated Milken stool. Oak shrine without...
Now, that's a clever little inset. That's a clever little inset. They just laid out the entire David DePap and the Paul Pelosi conundrum. Their little tete-a-tete. At the milking stool?
I am.
Go ahead.
Book shrine without. Face towel upon. Chair for one. Woman's garments on chair. Man's trousers with cross belt braces. Collar on bed knob. Man's corduroy surcoat with tabrets and tases. C-pan maker buttons on nail. Woman's gown on ditto. Over mantelpiece, picture of Michael. Lance. Over mantelpiece, picture of Michael Lance slaying Satan, dragon with smoke. Small table near bed, front. Bed with bedding, spare. Flag patch quilt. Iver down design, limes. Lighted lamp without globe. Scarf, gazette, tumbler. Quantity of water, jewel pot. Ticker, side props, eventuals. Man's gummy article, pink. Now, is this describing... Is it describing a place where Biden's documents are or something like that?
As well.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of interiors
double,
in Biden's life.
It's a double entendre. It's also including Paul's gray matter out of his brain, too. That's the gummy article. It's pink.
So you're saying this is more Pelosi and the other guy, Paul?
No, they're both rats. See, it does too. It lays it all out, the details of, well, of the details of the crime scene, and it goes into the perils of Robin Biden.
All right. So then, after it says Matt's Gummy Article, pink, then it says A Time Act, Dumb Show. Well, if you're going to go into time, that'll be dumb, right? Because there's no time. So then you're
pretending you're time. That's a mark. No. That's A Time. That's not saying there's time. That's like A Time. And it's just an act. All this that you're seeing is not real. It's a dumb show. They got too many close-ups. It doesn't work out. The police get to the Pelosi's house. They open the door, and they sign in. They zoom in and look at them. Both of them in their boxers cuddling a big old butcher knife, a double-barrel butcher knife or a hammer. And then it's going to see, and then they say, well, put it down. And, nope, I'm not going to put it down. I'm in a show. Action. Whap, 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 whap. And they all fall away, and the butts and that goes all over the place. Meanwhile, back in Scranton in Delaware on the other side of the web. Now, we know that's the same, but we always like to talk about Scranton Joe. He's over there. He's doing the Rehoboth House, trying to get it cleaned up, where they had stacks. They had cords with plastic documents, secret documents stacked like cordwood that we got when he was a senator. But he's trying to figure out what to do with. Go ahead. It's going to be discovered. Come on, Bob. You got this.
Okay. A Time, Act, Dumb Show, Close-Up, Leads, Man with Nightcap in Bed 4, Woman with Curl Print, with curl pins hind, discovered, side point of view, first position of harmony, say, eh, huh, check action, Matt, male, partly masking female, man looking round, beastly expression, fishy eyes, parallel lip, homoplat, gasometron pondus, exhibits rage, well, the man, partly masking female, exhibits rage, business, ruddy blonde, Armenian bowl, black patch, beer week, gross filled, Episcopalian, any age, woman sitting, looks at ceiling, haggish expression.
Okay, hold on. Now this is setting up the world. It's a parabolic world that you're looking in. It's a bit myopic. And that's why it's starting to look funny. You get fishy eyed. It doesn't work. The homeoplat, that doesn't work. And then you got POTUS, which is the president. And then you got this whole problem bringing the POTUS, who's mad as hell, with dirty business, with a ruddy blonde. You know how that goes with the bloody blood. Then it goes into a problem where now we're going to just be dropped into an Armenian bowl. Hunter's got trouble in Armenia that y'all haven't heard about.
Okay.
That's going to be presented.
Right. Woman sitting, looks at ceiling, haggish expression, peaky nose, trekked mouth, dithery white, exhibits fear, Welsh rabbit taint, Nubian shine, nasal falsette, turfy tops, undersides, free kirk, no age, close up, another close up, play. Then
right.
Call boy.
Now, the Welsh rabbi is a cheese toast. So everything is becoming Casper milk toast. Going to become a rabbit.
Okay. Cowboy, cry off. Tabler, her move. And then this is my favorite line, footage. Joyce had to do something that day, so he had to produce something, you know, be productive, so he just put in footage. It can be any footage you want. Put it in there. What was he thinking? That's what I'm saying.
He was waiting to see how far it was going to go. He couldn't go any further. He couldn't go ahead and do the entire Armenian debacle. He can't do that. People aren't ready for it. They haven't even digested the killing of Mr. Nichols. They ain't even got through that yet. Now they got to go through this some Armenian bullshit. We hadn't won the last war that we're not in, so how are we going to fight the next war we're not going to be in for the last war that's going to kill us all in our bed? How does this work now? Got to keep it up. So just go footage. And we would have not put the word footage. We would have said news at 11. That's what we would have said, news at 11. Then you'd have known what happened then from then.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just noticed at the end of Tucker Carlson's show, there's often a gamer stuff going on. It just comes on for about a minute or two, gamer footage. And I don't know why it ends his show. I don't know if it's on if it's on Fox or what, but yeah, there's a strange footage that's just added in the interval. There's nothing going on, so.
The resonant node, the resonant node.
The resonant interval. Okay, by this 384.
No, not
interval.
Node.
All right. By the center wave four quarters of the Mare Pocahontas, that's what Trump calls
Elizabeth Montgomery. No, yeah. Elizabeth Warren. The Warren Commission.
By the sinewy four quarters of the Mare Pocahontas and by the white shoulders of Finuala, you should have seen how that smart sallow lass just hopped a nanny's gambit out of bunk like old mother Mesopotamic, there's your Washington point, and in 8 and 864, she was off.
Now, wait. Now, the meso side gives you a style or character from which side? 8 and 864, she was off. Looking for the night lamp. Looking for the night lamp.
What's that mean?
One if by land and two if by sea. The night lamp. Paul Revere. It's setting a moment. You're fixing to see it because it's going to be off with the head. Go ahead.
Okay, so out of the bunk like old mother Mesopotamic and in 8 and 864 she was up. Door, night lamp with her. Billy's large limbs progering after the queen's lead. Promiscuous, homebound to female diva. Tough. His move, blackout, circus, corridor, shifting scene, wall flats, sink and fly, spotlight working wall claws, spill playing rake and bridges, room to sink, stairs to sink behind room, two pieces, paying after cue, replay. That's like footage.
Okay.
Replay.
Right. Like, well, no, that's what it's doing. It's setting this thing up, and then they do it, and then they do it, and then they do it, and they come around and they go, wait, that's not right, redo that. Come on now, pick it up with your butt cheeks. We gotta get this right now. This is ridiculous. You know you're supposed to be standing out there. Get on cue. They're trying to practice what they're doing now. They're having this track, they're having these speeches and having these things, and we're gonna run the government. We're gonna run the government. We're gonna save the government. We're gonna save the government. We're gonna stop the government. We're gonna get rid of the IRS. Fuck the IRS. We're gonna have a flat tax, 45%. 45% for every dollar. Every dollar. If you don't buy something, maybe you can keep all your money. Bob will be rich beyond words, but he already is. He won't mind it. He'll keep all your... He'll sell things to collect taxes off of. It's going to be so amazing. And they keep trying to see... The homebound has to do with energy, and it has to do with where you are in the play. So it's the circus. Going to the circus because every freak show you ever want to see is right there. And they're all lined up in the corridor. That's where you're doing these. It hasn't started good yet, but it's fixing to where they start whooping people in the street. Indiscreet. Bob was indiscreet once, often, very often. He was indiscreet. But now they're going to line up indiscreet and going to start killing people because the black people killing black people and the white people are very angry about it. They're very cross about this. That's the place. And so they're going to see how this kind of goes. It's kind of moving and dodging and waxing and waning. It's wax on, wax off all over again, but you don't know what you're doing. You're training yourself. No, you're polishing Mr. Miyagi's floor. That's what you're really doing. You're polishing the damn floor. That's what you're doing. Okay, go ahead.
All right, replay. The old Humbug looks a thing incomplete, so. It is so. And on its dead. But it will pawn up a fine head of porter when it is finished, in the quick time. The castle Arkwright, put in a checkered staircase, certainly. It is only one square step, to be steady, yet not with stumbling, are they stalemating backgammoner, upstairs by skips and trestles, tilt-top, double corner, whilst wild and game.
Okay. Now, this is a rare opportunity to see how this is all a game. This is Murray Head's version of One Night in Bangkok. Where Bob's overlooking the game. He's setting the thing. It's a bad game of a stalemated backgammon game, which is the worst. Backgammon, I don't think it's worse than that. And so you're put in a corner, but this is even worse because you're put into a tilt-top double corner. There's no way in. Either way you move, it's going to throw you back to the corner. You have no choice of how this all plays, kids could say, or interplays. But still, it's while you're in the game. Now, Bert would say, happy Bert, Bert would say, oh, you're describing that the way that this world is going right now is like the Hunger Games, where they divvied up into the 12 stations, into the 12 colonies or in the Hunger Games with Mockingjay and Katniss, of how they're fighting for each district. Each district has its own people that they provide to win, lose, or draw.
What's that got to do? How is that today?
That's what they're done today. In the U.S., they have those same Hunger Games districts. Federal Reserve districts, they're already divided out. They're already set up, getting ready for the Hunger Games. And now they're just going to have to see who's going to beat who's A. And then go, I'm going to beat somebody's ass. Oh, I'm going to beat somebody's. And then deciding whose ass is going to beat in a bad game of backgammon that stalemated already. Okay, whilst the game, now go ahead.
What scenic artist is ideal resonance for a real tire? By Hibbs, in game, tilt, tink, a running bell, a tunning bell, that Lyman Mister, that bogey god, be airwake. Ling, 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 ling. Ooh, there's ling, 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 ling. That's someone we don't talk about.
Don't do that.
Yeah, be there, Maggie's and all. Chump, do your effort. Shop, please shop.
Chump, chump, trump, 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 trump. Davis, stop, don't stop. Shop, don't shop. Do, don't do. Let's go. You do, I do, let's do. Who is the tuning bell of that lineman? The bogey. God, the bogey god. It's going to be airwaked. Uh-oh. Somebody's sending a representative to the big island. It's going to be airwalked, and then they're probably going to go vacation at Maggie Valley in North Carolina, screaming for Trump. Oh, wait. No, that's where Diamond was from. Yeah. Bad about that. Vicious beast, you Bob. Okay, go ahead. Trump. Go ahead.
Is that Trump?
Trump. Do you report? Stop. Please stop. Shop. Don't. Do. Please. Do. Come on. Let's go. Don't go.
How ominous is
this
house?
Win. Right.
How ominous is this house? Haunted? Yes, as indeed it be. Yes, it's indebted thee. Nogin of imperial measure is begraved beneath her. Here are his Nagin's port, his Aladim lamps, around the bloom beard booty with the beds. For them whom he hath foredone, make we newly thankful. Tell me something.
So now, he's going to take down the Bloomberg empire, which is no one's talking about now. That's how you know it's important. Michael Bloomberg, the ridiculous little sot. He's about to blow his wad, and he doesn't know what he's going to do, but, you know.
Tell me something.
At least Steve Forbes got out of the way before it got too ugly, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay, tell me something. The porters, so to speak, after their shadow stealers and the newsbaggers, that's Bloomberg, are very nice people. Yeah? Are they not very all four-like tells? And on this wise, Mr. Porter, Bartholomew, heavy man, a stern, mackerel shirt, hay a mat, peruki, is an excellent forefather, and Mrs. Porter, leading lady,
Peruke.
A pooping.
Her root.
Where's that?
P-E-R-U-K-E is peruke.
Yeah. Okay. Is an excellent forefather, and Mrs. Porter, leading lady, a poopahead, Gaffney saffron nightdress, is up each clear, is a most kind-hearted mess mother. A so united family pateromater is not more existing on paper or off of it, as Keymaster fits the line.
Okay, slow down. This is good. We want you to continue, but you got to catch this little part, or you're never going to figure this out. See, now you're going into the Keymaster and the lock. That matters not, because now you got the shitheads running things, and they're going to drive it and tell you this is what you're going to do and how you're going to work it. But the shithead's got it all messed up. You're going to wake up with a sore bum. That's what you're going to do. It's going to be not pretty, just so you know.
All right.
Keymaster
so United, A so-united family patterometer is not more existing on people or off of it. As Keymaster fits the lock, it weds so this valley builder to a streamlined secret. They care for nothing except everything that is all porterous. Porto de Brazo. So they care for nothing except everything that is Trumpian? Is Porter the Trump?
No. This is papal. This is crown. The residuals of crown ink that you've already toppled. Leftovers, the shitheads running things, saying, no, the papacy is fine. Kumbaya, I'm God. Kumbaya, I'm over here. Look over here. Look at the hammer. Don't look at Paul Pelosi's head. Look at the hammer. That's what you need to see. Pay attention. Stage
step. The exit stage right. They care for nothing, you shitheads, except everything that is all porterous. Porto de Brazo. Isn't that terribly nice of them? You can ken that they come of a really old family by their costumes, and one must give that
kin,
one supped of it.
That's going back into the ken. That's in your private. Everybody's doing their own investigations. Trump's investigated, Biden investigated, Vax investigated, the PAP is investigated, everybody invested. Now they've got a special counsel to investigate the investigators. They're going to investigate the investigators because they're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get to the bottom of this, Russia, before Russia comes and kills us in our bed. We're going to find out who was working with Russia before they come and kill us in our bed. You better know it. And we didn't have this trouble when Brezhnev was in charge. I'll tell you that. It was a little better days than them days. But anyhow, that's another fool's folly, isn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, you can kid that they come a really old family by their costumes, and one must to give that one supped of it at all, told arts from A to Z. I think I begin to divine so much. Only snake is me truesome. I stone us, I'm Havel. To Ricci Escurdu, Bill Hoya, Tilbenstra, here are two rooms on the upstairs, at fork, flank, and at knife canter. Whom in the wood are they for? Why, for little porter babes to be saved. The co-eds, Boy Tom Thwackers and Tim By Teaser. Here is one thing you owe to know. This one once upon a while was the other, but this is the other one nowadays. Ah, so, the Corsicals? They are innumerable. Guess them. Major Bed, Minor Bickhive. How Halo Sobuth, Sub Us, or Save Us. Who sleeps in now number one, for example? A Pussy Per E Simple. Unina, Satchelina, and Eduvia. But how sweet of her. Has your pussy a pest name? Yes, indeed. You will hear it pass him in all the novelette, and she is named Buttercup. Her bare name will tell it, a monitress. How very sweet of her, and what an excessively love-charming missy name to forsake. Now that I come to drink of it, filtered, a grace cup full of bitterness. She is to Dad's Lottie's daughter pearl, and Brooder's Sissius anti-bride. Her shell-back thimble casket mirror only can show her dearest friend Dean. To speak well, her
okay, great... Okay, that's enough. This is the presenting the fall of the empire. And it, she would be this world order, this world set. And it's all coming across as sweet peas and butter beans, but it's going to be bitterness, fueled bitterness, and it's going to get ugly. And then that's the auntie bride. Now Bob would say, oh, that's referring to the Antichrist and the Valley of Megiddo and da-da-da-da-da. But that's the east side of Baltimore today, so it's not hard to figure out. You can figure it out. Or the south side of Memphis, Tennessee. You wouldn't want to go to sleep there tonight, I guarantee you that. So this comes into that. Now, if you're setting a stage, we're not going to go much further because we've got to get this. Because this could go on and on and on. This is the ongoing thing that you're seeing happen, you're seeing take place right here. And this is the outcome of the outlayer of when you've been put to sleep. Rocked to sleep, in the bed, in a room where it's safe. You know your mama. Mama loves you. Everything's good. So you find out it's the evil stepmother. She's going to do you in your bed.
Okay, so is there the she for the empire? Is there an anthropomorphic projection on that? Any particular female?
Can't tell. No. Can't tell. Because right now, Nancy Pelosi's in charge. No, she's not. Yes, she is. No, she's not. Yes, she is. No, McCarthy's in charge. Okay, what's he done? Oh, well, he's working on it. He's going to see about it. He's going to be okay. He's working hard for you, Bob. He's working hard for you. Line it up. And see, then it turns into a bad Ryan Reynolds outcast. So it doesn't make any sense. You don't know what the hell anybody's talking about. But don't worry, they're coming for your AR-15s. They're coming for them now. They better come. Can't wait to see who they get first. And some of these cat daddies ain't gonna give their ARs up. But that'll be an anti-bride for sure. The shell back thimble casket mirror. Hear that? Shell back thimble casket mirror. If they can't preach hell out of quote her, they will. The dearest friend of all, the friend dean, the dean, will shoot hell out of her. And then they'll speak well of her grace and have a picture made of the Grecian language and the tombstone in her stead. The legend, golden. Mm-hmm. Lady Bird Johnson, sainthood.
Well, let me. Her shell-back thimble casket mirror only can show her dearest friend Dean. To speak well her grace, it would ask of Grecian language of her goodness, that legend golden. Virina Saint Dois, Lorias with Lilias, Floca Flake, Erosis, here's New Year's Prey, the Posca Floor, a Winterborn, and Heliotrope. There Miriam Sweep and Amaranth and Marigold to crown. Add lightest not unto Tiptition, O Carissima. A more intriguing Tambolina.
That's probably a good place if you want to stop there. That's probably a good place because you're going to go into a whole other than the next Machiavellian revenge is another level that's coming.
Okay, do we continue this next time or are you going to do somewhere else?
No, we'll see. We'll just have to see. You're driving this. We should be asking you that, Bob. You drive this. You set the stage. You set the narrative. You're not playing the game, Bob. You're controlling it. You're laying it out, blow by blow. You're lining up the narrative that's being prescribed or portended.
So we have to see what happens in the next 2 weeks to know where.
Then we have to go by what you see, and that's what's said. So, yep.
All right.
Yep. That's right. Okay. Excellent. And mark it, everybody mark it down and put a bookmark and take your magic marker and put it on your computer screen. Make a line right underneath there on that. Make a line so you know exactly where it was so there won't be no bullshit.
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, let's have some comments. Questions, statements, improvements.
Oh, improvements. That'll be rich.
Okay, anonymous. There's people attempting to talk.
Okay, you have to unmute them. Well, you did unmute them, so.
You
have to unmute your... No, but the people that are talking, they have to unmute themselves, too. It's a double entendre.
Okay, Bert's trying to say something. Go ahead, Bert.
Go, Bert.
Hey, Bob, from the end of 559 footage to the beginning to, hang the cue replay, that appeared to be like television.
It's the scene that you're seeing to play out to play today. They only let you see what they want the narrative to be. They don't let you see what reality is. They don't let you see what it is, what things are, how reality actually is. They're just trying to tell you that, don't worry about money. We got all the money in the world. Literally, we're saving up for Bob, but we got all the money in the world. Don't worry about it. We got it. So it's just like a bad... It's like a Hallmark, it's like an X-rated Hallmark Family Channel movie.
And Joyce can see that. So that's another reference of Joyce seeing a movie or television.
Correct.
Or something.
Okay. Yep. Correct. Well, an act. Now, Bob would parallel it to a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, but now that's our little depraved Bob, you know.
I'm still living in New York and watching Ed Sullivan.
He's watching the Lawrence Welk show, wondering where the bubbles came from. And the one, and the two.
Yeah, Mel Brooks is my hero.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles. That's our Bob, Blazing Saddles.
Well, didn't he do a funny thing happen on the way to the forum?
He did, but you more embraced Blazing Saddles when you punch the horse in the nose when he falls down. That's our Bob.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it TV is, I've got an article I'll be reading later on the TV Infinity's Wake, a pretty good one I found the other day, but yeah, you got to look at, there's movie, radio, tape recorders, all media, and yeah, it's like a TV sequence with the replay, just thrown in, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, for the record, tell Bob where we stopped so he'll know, so he can make a note that he's going to lose and forget, put it in his trash pile. So he'll know the next last time that he did it, that it was the next last time.
We stopped at Porto. No, we got over to the next page.
See.
We got down Go to Charisma.
Yeah, Charisma. That's what I was going to say. I put it in market. Charisma.
Okay. So everybody take your computer and take the highlighter and underline that on your screen so you'll be able to remember where it is. And when we come back, you'll know exactly where it stopped. That'd be good. And that highlighter will be good. It'll last.
Yeah, I think charisma is a term that came in the TV era. I don't know if people had the term charisma in the movie era.
Yeah, well, yes, they did, because they always talked about Clark Gable as having charisma. He was ridiculous, but he or Drew Barrymore, or no, who was her daddy? The real Barrymore?
Yeah, the famous one.
John Barrymore.
Yeah.
So they had charisma. And don't forget, little Mary Pickford, don't you forget, she had charisma. Yeah. She didn't talk. So that's good. So yes, it was.
But nobody used the word charisma as it got used in the 70s and 80s. Everybody.
And that's because everybody was on Valium, Bob. They didn't know where the hell they were. So.
Mother's Little Helper.
They were on Mother's Little Helper.
Okay,
2 o'clock
else?
Martinis and 2 o'clock martinis and Valium all around. It was a good day. Y'all do what you do. Kids, go play.
Yeah, I've got one on page 559, Bob, about two-thirds of the way down. I wonder if I could identify this character. Man looking round, beastly expression, fishy eyes. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker.
No, that's the Biden. That's the Biden experience.
Biden family.
It would have to be George Jefferson, Bob. It had to be George Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it might be someone just kicked off the Intel committee arm with
those
fishy
eyes.
Well,
it's possible. Well, between Shifty and
Smalldick.
What's the
Smalldick?
Mr. Smallwell.
Anybody else get anything? Come on. Jed's attempting to say something.
On top of 560, Ion. Promiscuous, homebound, and then you said energy and where you are in the play. And it just resonates with what I saw when I watched the old Fringe episode when they went into that theater to cross over into the other world, and they had to get enough energy, so they had to bring in the other Cortexafan kids to get the energy to go over there. So that's pretty metaversal.
And then it goes all the way through that you were bound. You had to go after that, and then you have the blackouts, and then that linked up from the theater, from the aria, from the stage, where the fat lady sings, and then it's over. Mm-hmm. Then they have a shifting scene. Excellent. Very good.
Well, are there parallel worlds to whatever Fridge is trying to show in this book?
Of course. They mix and mingle. They're single and ready to mingle.
Okay, is that your contribution, Chad? You're done?
Well, Finnegan's Wake just seems like a narrative from a metaverse position. As well as in
But it's not. No. This is that metaverse, though. this is that metaverse. That's what's so sad about this. This is that metaverse. And folks are not
the world we're in today.
It.
Our experience
Correct.
Today is the metaverse.
Correct.
You don't
and
need
you,
a room
and
to go
you
to.
Won't like it. And you won't like it, baby. Yeah, get a room. Yeah, get a room. You know, get a room. That's what you should do. You should get a room. Because it's going to end badly.
Okay, anybody else?
It's like trying to crawl across the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. It never goes. It never ends good. Starts off all right, but it never ends good.
When he says, what scenic artist, that would be the tech body that's making this whole hologram?
No, y'all are making the hologram. The tech body's just taking advantage of it. It's just the lights. It's the camera. It's the action. It's the behind the scenes. It's what empowers your depravity, Bob.
What's in regard to
the depravity is
commentary on me.
Yeah, yeah, and your depravity.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So then the next paragraph, tell me something. Who's saying that?
The asker. The director.
Would that be a news reporter?
Say something. No, they don't want the news wants to tell you what was said. They're trying to get the actors to engage. Speak
right.
up. Orators, present.
Yeah, trying to get these guys to comment right now, here.
Talk. Talk. Say something. Why aren't you talking?
Interpret.
In about 5 minutes, there ain't going to be nobody to talk to. Then you're going to want to ask all the questions, line it up, figure it out, know which way is up, how you felt while it's going down, and what the orgasm felt like as it was coming out, and where it landed, and how far it was, and what the first was, and who's involved, and what else was happening to it while it was going down.
Thank you very much, Ion.
Underlay.
Underlay. Thank you. Everybody say good night.
Thank you, Ion.
That's it. Okay. We'll have a little musical break, and then we have much to discuss. What should I play? This is really stupid, but it'd be interesting to hear. This is 1967.